This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We have a hodgepodge of things to discuss today. I don't even know where to start because there's still a ton of stuff that didn't get covered last week. And now we've got a whole other 10 pounds to put in a 2-pound bread basket. Talk about muffin topping the bikini. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So much that we just can't get to, we can't cover. Hey, I want to thank the members, the number of you who did sign up to check out the Flick Fest, and thank you for the compliments. You know, I would love to tell you that it's thousands of people that have signed up. It's not. And here's the sad part. David Hogg can start his new pillow company and have 16,000 people waiting to order pillows. They don't even know what the quality of the pillow is going to be. They don't even know if the company will be around. I could go on. And you know what he's going to do with the money? He's going to put it into, quote, Democrat and socialist causes. And we can't get conservatives. I mean, I'm not trying to get after you guys because you guys are the salt of the earth. But we can't get conservatives to support our initiatives. And you wonder why we lose. Look, I know we vote with our money, but they're stealing it and not providing any services at all. In fact, it's antithetical to everything you believe when they steal your money and use it against you. And I say, you know what, guys? You let me become the steward of some of your money. Nothing that I would take what you would voluntarily give. And I promise you, we will make some changes. I'll put it to you this way. Out of all that, we have a charitable group for academics, you know, going after education, seekingeducationalexcellence.org. And I was having a review with a couple of advisory board members, and they point blank said, you made more progress than any other educational group that they're aware of. And trust me, they know a lot of them. And it's because we actually tackle problems. So the problem right now is pop culture and Hollywood. Netflix is, you know, you probably have Netflix and you haven't even watched it in a while. You don't care. And they're jacking the rates up little by little, little by little. And we have a $4.99 streaming service called the FlickFest.com where you can go on and watch movies for people that are really talented and they're looking for a start. And ultimately, we want to start making productions that are pro-American, good storytelling, you know, lots of things, and giving the little guy a chance. And I don't have 16,000 people waiting. Sad to say. You know, sometimes I don't get discouraged because here's the way I look at it. I look at it, it's all God's plan. But I will tell you, the side of me that every now and then, you know, goes off the religious path really gets a little upset about it. Because if I was a leftist, man, if I was talking about making movies that talked about Black Lives Matter and talked about this and promoted all the nonsense of the left, I'm not even having this conversation. I'm flush with people who want to be a part of it. So look, here's what I say to folks. I don't know whether you're a movie buff. I don't know what you're interested in. But here's what I do know. If we don't stick together and make these types of things happen, and whether you like movies or not, you should be moving, hoping that somebody like me is taking on that issue and say, hey, you know, for $5 a month, I'll be happy to do that. I'll be happy to help out. I'm truly not trying to lecture you. I'm just telling you, that's the way I feel about it. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. There are people who, the people that we fight, they believe in that these words exist, government funded. See, that's what a leftist would believe about government funded. When they hear the words government funded, look at what the government did, man. The government made that. The government funds nothing. See, that's what I keep trying to come back to when I talk about the things that we decide we want to take on. When you take your private money and you say, here's what I'm going to do with it, you're making a statement. Government takes your money and it says, I'll make that statement for you, and you may not like it. Now, look, don't misunderstand me. I want roads and bridges. I want, you know, infrastructure to be in place. And I also understand we have laws, we have rules, but we've just gone too far. And the way we've allowed it to happen are ways that are dangerous to society. Anyway, we got lots to talk about from last week, much more that happened over the weekends. Here's what was funny from last week to me. One of the funniest points was Trump was golfing during the impeachment farce. See, I tell people all the time, why would you worry when you have two things? If you have God and you have attorneys, why would you worry? People want to get you mad. Man, I'll do this. I'll sue. Okay, fine. Sue me. Go ahead. Find out if I really do have attorneys, because I'm going to tell you, I'd hire attack dogs. I don't want, you know, the nice guy. I want the guy that wants to rip your throat out. I have to pull him back, you know. Come here, Ted. Get back here. Ted. I want that dude. So, you know, Donald Trump's out there golfing, and he's saying, I'm in the cool. You guys think my life has changed? It's kind of like when I got fired from Fox, people, leftists would write to me, yeah, look at you. You're going to be on the soup line. You're going to be hanging out with the homeless. And it's funny. They make fun of it. They relish the idea that I could become homeless, and then they're demeaning the homeless. You're going to be in the soup line with them old homeless people. You're just going to be one of the homeless. Wait a minute, I thought you wanted to help them. Here you are, you're ready to usher me into homelessness, and then you're demeaning people who are down on their luck. Yeah, you're the perfect leftist. I got so many messages. It wasn't like, you know, it was one or two where it's anecdotal. They all wish my demise. Nobody said, Kev, yeah, I might not agree with what you said or whatever, but I don't think you should have lost your job. Or, hey, man, look, you know, sorry you lost your job. You know, whatever. I could disagree with you with your politics or your politics or whatever, but I could disagree with your politics. And I don't wish any ill will towards you. Barack Obama and I disagree. I don't wish any ill will. I don't know how you get a $60 million contract, you know, for a life like his, but whatever. If somebody wants to pay him that, fine. As long as there's nothing corrupt, congratulations. I disagree with the guy, but it is what it is. The left wants you. They want your carcass burned. It's amazing how vitriolic they can be. And they take all humanity out. But then they pretend that they're such great people. Oh, we're so down for everybody. Liars. Be back.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We do have a lot to talk about, but I like when my mind is in this different mode, and it's in a different mode today. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. My mind's in a pensive mode where I'm thinking about things deeply. And I'm going to tell you right now, when it gets in that mode, I don't cover a lot of topics per se. I will in a roundabout way, but it's not a topical discussion. It's more of a philosophical discussion. How about that? So I was talking about Trump making this boss move during impeachment. He's playing golf, and just this calmness, this self-actualization, like, you know what? I accomplished what I needed to accomplish. We may have wanted more for President Trump. Now, I should be calling him President Trump, because I vowed that I'm going to call him President Trump during the time that we live in now, because he is still president for me. But here's what's interesting. You know, we have this high expectation of him, and he could. Now, keep in mind, he won. I don't think people had much of an expectation at all. Even including myself, I wondered how he would do. Now, when he got elected, his president-elect, and he immediately saved Carrier, I said, he's going to be the guy. I thought he wasn't. And leading up to the election of 2016, I thought, you know what, this guy might very well make a difference. And he did. So you get in there, and he says, you're going to get used to winning. And we did. We got used to winning. And then you looked at all the things he was doing. And I felt like it was a good balance between what the idiotic so-called progressives wanted and what we wanted. I think he gave a lot in that regard. I don't think Trump thought of himself as a Republican per se. But here's the thing. He lost, and there's a point in his life where he's like, you know what? I did what I came to do. You know, when I graduated Wharton, I wanted to build a business. I built a business. Not only did I build a business, I built an iconic brand. Then I switched over and became a reality TV star and, you know, big baller mogul. And then I decided, you know what, I want to change the country. And I ran for president. I won. I served 4 years. And, yeah, you know, I could fight hard. I still am a little bit upset he didn't fight harder. But at the end of the day, it's his life. He gets to do what he wants. And going out playing golf shows me that he says, you know what? I'm comfortable with my life. I fought hard. And he's saying to the Democrats, you didn't destroy me. Same thing I said when I got fired from Fox. You didn't destroy me. You know, life is going to go on. And that's what we prove every day as conservatives. That we, doesn't matter what they throw at us, we're okay. We can survive. But meanwhile, while that was happening, just to give you some other ideas around what we're going to talk about today, Biden tried to issue travel restrictions for all Americans. And DeSantis, the governor of Florida, he was like, these are ridiculous. And I want you to hear the clip because it is important. And he makes an important distinction. And this is the problem that Democrats are going to have trying to not only... You know, not only they didn't try, they stole the presidency, but they're trying to steal the soul of America. But here's their problem, and DeSantis sort of captures it. See if you catch it.
There was some type of report about potential travel restrictions on Americans and on Floridians, and I think it's an absurd report that they would be doing that. I think it would be unconstitutional, it would be unwise, and it would be unjust. And if you think about it, restricting the right of Americans to travel freely throughout our country while allowing illegal aliens to pour across the southern border unmolested would be a ridiculous but very damaging farce. So we will oppose it 100%. It would not be based in science. It would purely be a political attack against the people of Florida.
I like DeSantis. Met him at the Republican Governors Association meeting, and I got to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed talking with him. I was there at the behest of a very wealthy friend of mine who, because I don't go to stuff like that, but it was amazing. But he's exactly right. And see, what he identified are the problems that the Democrats are going to have. He says not only is it unconstitutional, it's unwise, and it's unjust. Now, see, they're continuing to try to sell the lie of Wu Flu. That's going to backfire. Now, are they going to be held accountable? Because we're going to talk about, you know, what Cuomo did. That occurred last week as well. But are they going to be held accountable with the trillions of dollars they've spent on this farce? See, that's the little leak, the little crack in the dam that gives this whole thing some hope. Unconstitutional, unwise, and unjust. Restricting Americans, but letting illegals come to America unmolested, moving them around, not testing them, etc. And let me tell you, if you knew the depth that to the degree that I know it, like what's going on across the border in the border states, where these people are coming over to get tested, they're coming over for medical care. Nobody's restricting them. They move around the country in any way they choose. Let me put it another way. If there were some sort of a restriction, as you say, okay, you got to get a shot, you got to get papers and all that, do you really believe that illegals are going to do it? even in the with the most friendly administration that is essentially saying, come over and take over America, we don't care. Do you think they're going to do it? This is insanity. And I love what DeSantis said. He said this. He said it's not based on science. He said it's effectively, let's penalize Florida, because Florida says we're open. I'm going to be there later in the month at CPAC. But and I'm just going to sit in on meetings and stuff. I don't go to the sessions very often. I go there because it's the one place you can sort of meet up with all the conservatives. But, you know, to me, it's a big style show, you know, more than it is. Like, the tout right now is, you know, Candace Owens will be there. Okay, great. And what is that? No offense against her, but okay. She did a Blexit. She moved the black vote. What happened? I mean, she didn't, but she takes credit for it. But what happened with the black vote? We actually moved the black vote, did projects. We got, the entirety of the black population, whoever works on this issue, got President Trump multiples of his previous black vote in 2016. It was enough to win the election. Everybody knows it. But at the end of the day, big deal. So why are we touting that? You know, let's go to work. Now, if Candace is still marquee, congratulations. I hope she is. I just don't see the draw. But that's, style over substance. And that's what I don't like about, you know, to me, that's how you know when you're dealing with somebody that's not really into the cause. It's style over substance. Leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And no, there's no jealousy, none at all. I've wished nothing but success for Candace, and I think she's been having quite a bit of success. But I know of groups that are working really hard that should get some attention.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Severe winter weather is creating havoc from coast to coast. The South has been brought to a standstill by rare winter weather and a deadly tornado struck in North Carolina overnight. Brunswick County Emergency Center Director Ed Conroe saying,
"Unfortunately, we had 10 injuries that we could report this time, and we had 3 confirmed fatalities."
Record cold air is blanketing the central United States. The National Weather Service saying Lincoln, Nebraska reported a low temperature of minus 31 this morning. President Biden hits the road on Tuesday to push for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan during a town hall in Milwaukee. The town hall will air on CNN at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It will be a socially distanced event with the president taking questions from a small invitation-only audience of Democrats, Republicans, and independents. USA Radio News. As severe winter weather triggers blackouts in several states, critics are re-examining the Biden administration's restrictive policy stances on affordable energy. In Texas, an ice storm and bitter cold have forced rolling blackouts. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry believes,
"We need to have a diversity of energy sources no matter where you are, and there couldn't be a greater example of that in the state of Texas right now. We got massive amount of wind farms out in West Texas that are frozen up. All of that wind energy was lost."
Perry speaking there on Fox News. The former Republican governor speaking there on Fox News. The NAACP is suing former President Trump and his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, over their efforts to block certification of November's presidential election. The lawsuit alleges Trump and Giuliani violated the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, of course, the big news, if you want to call it that, it was very predictable. But the big news last week was President Trump's acquittal. We knew it was coming. It wasn't like it was some shocker. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Most of the things I saw were, hey, now that the Democrats have lost impeaching Trump a second time, maybe they can just go back to screwing America. By the way, folks, let me tell you, they were screwing you over while all that was going on. If you think that this was about getting Trump impeached, you better go back and look at some news stories. Oh, my gosh, man. And Trump delivered a smackdown message. But before I even go into that, let me tell you what McConnell did. McConnell ensured the demise of the Republican Party. And by doing so, let me tell you what's going to emerge. For the first time in history, you will see a third party that will be larger than the Democratic Party. And you're going to see a guy who implements, if it were me working this and I were Trump, I would absolutely shift my complete focus to politics. 80 million people are ready to support this guy for practically anything he does. So if he says, we're going to go after McConnell's district and make sure he does not win, and he wants to put money into real Republicans, I'm talking about, they put Republican. And he goes after state legislatures where in Georgia, in Kentucky, to get rid of Mitch McConnell and various other places, he could be a force to be reckoned with. The Democrats, as I said, they needed to destroy him. There needed to be no remnants of him. This is what Genghis Khan would do to people. If he wanted to get, he would say, history will never remember you. But they didn't do it. In fact, the joke is there's a Trump holding two rings and it says, acquittal one, acquittal two, and like a championship rings, and around it says kicked Democrats' butts. And I said, we're going to make those rings. We're going to make them. We're going to put them in a little case and we're going to market them. I think people would love to have those. I would love to have a set myself. Oh, man. So what was supposed to bring him down, what was supposed to be an embarrassment for him, here's the way it's being spun. It's being spun that Nancy Pelosi lost twice in trying to acquit, impeach Trump. She's lost twice. And she's livid. Pelosi is fit to be tied, as they say in the country. She can't believe it. Now, there's zero evidence of anything that Trump has ever been accused of by the Democrats. Zero. $40 million spent on Russian collusion. Nothing. Democrats who brought this fake butt whole thing to the Senate, thinking that they were going to get... Here's the bad part about them. Dominion can't help them in the Senate. 57 senators won't do it. You're 10 short. And by the way, 7 of these clowns, Burr, Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Romney, Sass, and Toomey. Do I really need to tell you Republicans what you need to do with those clowns? Look, I'm a Republican because they freed the slaves. I promise you, I would go after these Republicans as if they were the Democrats. There's no question in my mind. Utah, you put Romney in, you can get him out. Sass, come on, Nebraska, you guys can do better than this. I heard Sarah Palin may run against Murkowski. Name recognition alone, she should beat her. And we could go on. They need to be destroyed. See, what needs to happen is real Republicans need to know that you are safe in this party. Democrats who come over because they want to, that think like us, need to know there is a safe place. If I had Trump's clout, if I could raise the kind of money that he has, I mean, think about this. He didn't go after money the way that they did in the past. If Trump set up a PAC, a super PAC, and he raised hundreds of billions of dollars, I think he could. Let's just say he could raise $100 billion. I think he could. If he could raise $100 billion to put into the races that he chooses to do, man, he could buy Dominion. See, that's the kind of money that could get the attention of people. And so here's what the first thing I would do. I'm going to tell you, if I was Trump, I would go after the voting machines. I would go after mail-in ballots. I would destroy anybody who did not want the legal vote. Catherine, call Trump, and Catherine runs a thing called True the Vote. I would absolutely be after that. I would make sure they could never cheat again. There would never be another Dominion or any type of machine like that used in any election across this country. He could change it. I would put people in prison. I would go after any case. I would put private investigators on anybody involved in the democratic process of vote counting. I would have private investigators. I would have undercover. I would work with Project Veritas. I would tell the president, fund Veritas so they can put infiltrators in and we can get this information. We can get absolute positive, not just video. Let's make sure that it's done with complete legality. That's what I would do. And I would tell people, I'd say, we are going to infiltrate the Democrats. We're going to get rid of voting machines. We're going to get rid of crooked secretaries of states. We're going to stop gerrymandering. If you win, you win. You lose, you lose. But the elections in America will be fair going forward. And I'm going to dedicate $100 billion. Trump could be richer than Bezos within weeks. I'm not saying that he used the money for personal gain, but I'm saying he could be richer than Bezos. And then he could go after those guys. Trump could say, I'm going to take some of this, the money that I have, I'm going to start funding companies that can, you know, build the right kinds of voter machines. I'm going to fund companies that are in the business of doing the right things. He could fund the MyPillow guy. He could do so many things to empower conservative run companies that who agree to put money back into the system and say, you guys go help and go to work on this. Man, he could do it. He could destroy these folks. Beat them at their own game. And where he doesn't beat them, he sets up the infrastructure that says, well, we're going to mirror you. We're going to mirror everything that you do. You want to mail out ballots? We'll mail out ballots. You know, believe me, there are people out there willing to do the hard work now. They get it. And it's only going to be a matter of time before people really understand what the Joe Bidens of the world had done. You know, when they oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this Rasmussen poll. The majority of Americans believe that Biden is an illegitimate president. The majority. That's not the case for Trump. The majority. Even Democrats. They believe he cheated. Not him, but his party. And you know why they know? Because they know Joe Biden's not that popular. It's ridiculous. So this whole whole impeachment thing, it is giving Trump more power. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I will never, I repeat, never rely on anybody to do the work that I feel like I need to do to play my part. Not going to happen. Would I give it to Trump if he were doing the right things? Absolutely, I would. But you know what I expect him to do? Say, Kev, I support the work you're doing in education. I support the work you're doing in pop culture. Let's go for it. I don't know what he's going to do, but those are my suggestions. I don't know what you guys are thinking. Nancy Pelosi, live it. Here's the clip.
Oh, these cowardly senators who couldn't face up to what the president did and what was at stake for our country are now going to have a chance to give a little slap on the wrist. We censor people for using stationery for the wrong purpose. We don't censor people for inciting insurrection that kills people in the Capitol.
Doesn't quite sound like the voice of a winner. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you've been listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So, what can I tell you? They're not sounding like winners, are they? Because they're not. Pelosi, I mean, think about this. It's a farce, right? You know it's a farce. Pelosi knows it's a farce. Why is she so mad that they didn't win? She knew the shot, it was a long shot, but she tried it anyway. And I said it earlier, Trump needed to be dust vapor. Easy to get rid of. And as it turns out, she knows she gave the man more power than she needed to. And now she's got him to deal with in a way she never wanted to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
An ammunition company asks you to check a box when you order their ammunition, and the box asks, did you vote for Biden? And a few curious customers ask why. And that's kind of like going to a fancy restaurant and they don't have any prices, and if you've got to ask the prices, then you don't need to be there. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I would be an ammunition Nazi if I were selling ammunition. I wouldn't sell to anybody that voted for Biden.
I'd say no. This goes to the people that support the Second Amendment. In fact, it would be much like this stupid vaccine if they said, oh, well, these people get it first and this and that. Now, in their case, nobody really wants it first. They act as if people want to get it first so that it's a big deal. You'll jump in line to get it. By the way, we're going to talk about this because they're advertising. You want to know how you're losing the battle of advertising and selling a lie is when you got to advertise to black folks. I'll get to that in a second. Speaking of black folks, the newly minted Senator Warnock, who cheated in Georgia, one of the two senators now that came out of Georgia, well, he's under investigation. We'll probably get to that in just a bit. Right now, we're still talking about this Senate that acquitted President Trump from yet a second second impeachment. And what was the thing they said? There was a thing that was circulating. It said, hey, hello. And Nancy Pelosi answered the phone. Hello, it's Owen. She's like, Owen who? And Trump goes, Owen too. That's hysterical. Owen too. But let me tell you what the beauty of Trump being 2-0 and Nancy being 0-2. 0-2 is. The beauty is that the ridicule. See, the Democrats want to try to make hay with the notion that Trump has been, quote, impeached twice. No, he hasn't. They've attempted to impeach him. See, impeachment occurs when 67 senators actually vote with them. It didn't happen. They had hearings, and Trump, as far as Trump is concerned, have another one. Make up something else, because you know how stupid you're looking? When you try to say one guy who never said at any point to incite, you know, you can incite this, you know, a riot or anything, and yet you've got Democrats, and they played the synopsis of this during the Senate hearings and said, if you think I'm a guy inciting something or Trump inciting something, let us just play you their rhetoric of the Democrats. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on the fun. So here's what this other thing said. The former president has made comments in the past suggesting he might consider another run. And this was after the fact. This is Trump gets acquitted. And he gave one heck of a speech. He talked about the cheat. He talked about these guys just going after him for no reason. He warned Americans. He said, this is a witch hunt. Yet again, another witch hunt. After they've done the coup. And of course, all of this was in an attempt to destroy Trump. They right now, if you look at media, they tell you his businesses are failing. There's no way he'll recover. You know, they want to make it sound like, man, he is toast. Let me ask you, do you believe that a dude who has Trump's pedigree and who's now left politics as the president of the United States, do you believe he's toast? How many people do you think want to partner with him and go to work? Quite a few. I can tell you that. Many more than Obama got job offers coming out of Harvard after being president of Law Review. People will line up to do business with Trump. This guy knows where the bones are buried now. There's no stopping him. Forget, and here's the thing, and I said it earlier. He doesn't have to go back into regular business. Trump could go into all kinds of stuff. Don't let him fool you. This guy could get $1 million a speech. You think, let me put it to you this way. If Trump started doing rallies again, let's say election time comes around, he was doing rallies, fundraising rallies, $20 a head, $50 a head. How many people do you think would come out? Let me ask you this. How many people do you think would pay a nickel to see Barack Obama? You get him on your team, it's unbelievable. But just think of the PACs, and I already talked about it earlier, so I don't want to recount it, but the money that he could raise with a super PAC, what he'll be able to do. Anyway, this guy was talking about,
he might consider another run in the Hollywood drama of the greatest comeback early would surely appeal. An Axios Ipsos poll last month found that 57% of Republicans said that Trump should be the nominee in 2024. Let me tell you this. People are shooting themselves in the foot. Nikki Haley, done. Career done. And many others. So what about Mike Pence? Done. What do you think Pence is going to be? I mean, the Heritage Foundation hired him. He can go be at a think tank because he's got the pedigree now. But beyond that, nothing. You think he's ever going to hold any public office greater than vice president? No freaking way. Anyway, Bardella noted there are obviously a lot of legal landmines still out there that he's going to have to overcome. Trump will sue into oblivion. Bring it. They say you can never underestimate the ambition of other people in his own party who are certainly interested in being the next standard bearer. Good luck. Good luck. Because I'm telling you, there are only a handful of people who can even be in consideration. And the list got narrowed. Pence is gone. Nikki Haley is gone. It leaves Ted Cruz. It leaves Rand Paul. And it leaves, in my opinion, the front runner, Josh Hawley. Now, it could be a Matt Gaetz, potentially. But I'm just saying, those are going to be the ones. It's not going to be any rhinos. There will be no CEOs. There will be no, Fiorinas. There'll be none of that. Speaking of which, I find it interesting that the Democrats knew that the fix was in. They knew it. They could have picked any stooge they wanted and voted and gotten them 82 or whatever the number of votes that they claimed Biden got. And those suckers passed over 4 black people, multiple women, women of color, men of color, in every ethnicity to pick an old, brain dead, feeble white guy. They did this intentionally. It didn't matter who they picked. Whoever they picked was going to win. Because they had already got the cheat in. And nobody's talking about this. They could have picked anyway. Oh, Biden was Mr. Popular? Seriously? They even passed over a gay dude. If they had chosen Buttigieg, we would have a guy who ran a little city, who's a gay guy, who would have been the first gay dude, and he would have gone from being a city mayor, a little city mayor, to running the free world. Kamala Harris would have been a junior senator, and you know what else, running the largest economy in the world. Go down the list. Elizabeth Warren was passed up. A younger woman than Biden, they didn't want her either. They chose an old, feeble white man. The fix was in. See, Democrats should be forced to answer that question. Why did you pass over 4 black people?
Well, we gave Kamala a vice president.
Maybe that'll tide them over. I don't know. But anyway, he goes on to say this. He says, I believe that he will project the idea that he intends to run to maintain a certain level of power and position and fundraising. But what someone's going to do 2 years from now is impossible to forecast. Well, 2 years, what is he talking about? Somebody said he ought to run for Senate or governor. Let me tell you something. You don't run for president and then decide I'm going to take a big step back like that. You don't do it. No way. No way, no how. He says, it is certainly a threat that the Democrats take seriously. Their impeachment managers warned this week that unless the Senate acts now to stop him, Trump could renew his assault on democracy. They mean his assault on the swamp. Lead manager Jamie Raskin said, if he gets back into office and it happens again, we'll have no one to blame but ourselves. Well, they're right about that. I'm going to tell you, folks, we got 4 years to get our act together and stop this big cheat and make this happen. And we can do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.